Ambassador, how does the US government regard the threat made by the M23 rebels recently that they would shoot down UN aircraft that continue to operate against them?
I think threatening the UN in that fashion is a mistake. The UN has the right to defend itself in such situations, and I'm sure that they would, to M23's disappointment.
The DRC's information minister said on Saturday that the DRC has strong evidence that the M23 has been recruiting and resupplying in Rwanda, and that the whole M23 conspiracy, as he called it, was prepared in Rwanda. Does the US government believe these claims?
We've read all of the same reports and analyzed them very carefully. We're in touch with all of the governments of the countries of the Great Lakes. We have good relations with all of them. We're having intense discussions with all of them, and if it were to turn out that one Great Lakes country was interfering in another, that would be very regrettable.
At the moment, there is a meeting of Great Lakes intelligence chiefs. They've just launched a new center for discussions, a permanent consultation, as they call it. Mm-hmm. How encouraging is that initiative?
I think it's extremely encouraging, and the effort has the full support of the U.S. I think as we try to find solutions to difficult regional problems, the first step has to be the countries of the region themselves taking steps to coordinate among themselves. So we think it's a very good idea.
The UN Security Council will be discussing the renewal of the MONUSCO mandate at the end of this month. Do you anticipate a change in the mandate? Some people would say that the mandate has virtually changed on the ground because the UN has been involved in operations with the Congolese army against these rebels, which some might say is exceeding the current mandate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm personally a huge supporter of MONUSCO. My government, as you know, pays almost a third of all the costs of MONUSCO from our peacekeeping budget. In general, we think they do an excellent job, not just up against the M23, but in a number of other conflict situations around the country, especially doing the best they can to try and protect the civilian population. In terms of the mandate renewal, I'd have to refer you to my superiors in New York and Washington, but my personal opinion is it's clear that MONUSCO will be needed for some time. I think the mandate is about where it should be in terms of tasks, etc., but obviously this will be the subject of some intense discussions in New York in the months ahead.
There is a U.S. military mission to the DRC with personnel who are coming into the DRC and helping the DRC government forces against the Lord's Resistance Army. Mm-hmm. Are they succeeding? What are the signs of success?
Well, just to be clear, we do have a military group in the sub-region. Many of them are in the Central African Republic or in Uganda. A few of them are here. I think the most recent sign of success was the arrest and detention of LRA leader Achelem, I think his name was. And the most encouraging thing I find against the LRA in this country is some time ago, the U.S. trained a Congolese battalion at a base in Kisangani. That battalion is now deployed against the LRA up in Oriental around the town of Dungu. And by all accounts, they're doing a very good job. So that's exactly the kind of partnership between our two militaries that I think is a very good idea.
Do you think the Congolese military battalions who are now operating against the M23 rebels are also doing a good job?
We watch very closely the conduct of the military here when they're in the field in terms of how they treat civilians, incidents of rape, etc., etc. And this campaign against the M23, they seem to be doing a very good job on those fronts. It's something we watch very closely, as do many other observers. But in this campaign, we're quite encouraged.